second day of February. It's Groundhog Day. Let's get started with Morning Money. And here is the founder and president of Jewel Financial, Quint Tatro. Quint, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you a big celebrator of Groundhog Day?
No, not at all. However, I love the movie. Absolutely think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it is a good
Maybe
movie.
I'll watch that this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good one. What's up this morning, sir?
Well, not the market. We're in correction mode. It's early in that mode, meaning we've only seen it for a few days. But it's something we've been talking about here for the last couple of weeks because we've seen these subtle hints of a correction creeping into the market. And so this is not surprising. It shouldn't be surprising to anyone. In fact, this is much needed. And we could see a pretty swift correction before it's over. However, I think it leads to opportunity. I don't think it leads to zombie apocalypse. I think it leads to getting the shopping list ready, et cetera. Now, what that requires is again having some cash or some dry powder on the sidelines to take advantage of that. And if that's something people are just looking at now, then they're probably a little too late to the game. But futures are down pretty decent. S&P down almost 1%. NASDAQ down. We're getting a lot of mixed reviews in the earnings world. For example, Apple missed on their numbers but is trading higher, while Google disappointed last night and was getting creamed after hours. So all in all, though, the numbers that we're seeing for the quarterly reports have been pretty good. For the market and the economy, but we're also definitely now facing the headwind of the Fed raising rates at least 2 to 3 times this year. And again, just the sheer velocity that the market has been on the trajectory, we are in need of this pullback. So it is not surprising. You kind of buckle up, brace yourselves for some volatility, and it's just fine.
And be cool. Don't panic.
That's exactly right. Have a plan.
Yeah. All right. How about a financial fact?
The final Super Bowl fact of the week, and then we'll move on to something else. Obviously, we know Super Bowl commercials, they're often more entertaining than the game itself. We also are aware of the outlandish prices, but it's interesting to note that this looks like 2018 will be the first time since the Super Bowl was played that the commercial prices are not higher than the year before. Now, they're certainly not cheap. You know, Jewel Financial, we put a bid in. We were about 4.99 million underbid because basically a 30-second ad for this year's Super Bowl will go for $5 million.
Now, here's my question, and you're a money guy. How can you – I mean, that's a lot of potato chips or cans of beer or whatever you're promoting. How can you – I mean, do they make that back?
No. Sure. I mean, they make it back, but they don't make it back from that ad. But it's certainly tucked in, you know, to their overall advertising budget. And you never know. I mean, we're going to see a Dilly Dilly, right, from Bud Light,
yeah.
which has been an absolute home run. I've studied that ad campaign. I'm fascinated by ad campaigns.
I don't know why.
But,
yeah, I am too.
And I've studied that one. And that was just kind of freakishly occurred, but you know, we'll see something like that come out. And again, it's not, I don't think they can measure or they go, oh yeah, that was a big hit and we now see an increase in sales, but it's all part of their budget. But $5 million for some of these Fortune 100 companies is a drop in the bucket. I mean, that's nothing. We talked about last week, Netflix makes $1 million in profit a day.
Gee. All right. Hey, listen, have a good week. Who's going to win the Super Bowl, by the way?
Oh, I'm not even going to make a prediction because I have no idea. Let's just say that I'd love to see an upset. How about that?
All right, that would be the Eagles. Hey, thanks, Quint.